Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now.
Hello, this is Susan Barbaro, and I'm here today with Julie Benetti to sit and talk a little bit about journaling. So those of you who have listened to us in the past, Julie and I tend to have a different view of some of the traditional things that have been told by people as to how to do things and the rules and the way you have to do it. And if you don't do it right, that you won't get the benefit of it. And I always joke and say, if you, you know, turn around, touch your head, jump up and down, kick your foot, then you're good. And that's the furthest thing from what I believe. I believe there is a power to everything that you do. And the idea of accessing what we're going to talk about with energy, because that's what we talk about, is very possible. But the most simplistic form is always what I find to be the most powerful.
And sometimes it's great bringing up the rules, because the rules get in the way from you actually doing it. Because then you sit down and pay attention more to, okay, how am I doing it? Am I doing it like everyone says I should do it?
Mm-hmm.
And that gets in the way from the benefit of you being present doing it for yourself.
Exactly. So,
and so to really make that complete about what we're talking about accessing energy through journaling.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because we talk about accessing energy through all different forms, and we're actually going to do a few more podcasts too, because Julie is the queen of all these different tools that are out there. She's read, she studied them, and you know, it's like everything. The more you learn about something, the more you really understand it. You don't do it like anybody else. You kind of do it your own way. So I'm more of a novice. I don't use all that stuff because I'm not as sophisticated as Madame Julie is. But
well, I also come from the background of all these items are resources. They're tangible items for you to get outside of yourself and utilize. It could be anything from a pen and paper to, you know, dowsing rods to tarot cards to anything which strikes your fancy in that way that interests you, that allows you to get outside of yourself and really connect with the inside of yourself, which is a really cool way of looking at it.
And so what we're going to talk about in this podcast is about journaling. And what I love about journaling is I started journaling over 20 years ago. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about how old I am, because that's irrelevant for all of you who are wondering. But I've been journaling, and journaling has been sometimes the saving grace that I've had through many of the ups and downs in my life, and has given me any kind of solace and perspective. And so the best part about journaling is you can pick up a piece of paper and a pencil and do it. You do not need to go out to a special store. You don't need to order things online. You can literally go to any convenience store and pick up a 99-cent notebook and a pencil or pen for a dollar. So
right.
and get started.
And sometimes you have that feeling that you do want to go and prepare a little bit and maybe create it as your own kind of ritual, and you want to use your own kind of pen, and you want to use a special book, something that gets you into the mood or into the zone of it. Because I've been journaling and writing, and I think I started writing poems and verse when I was really, really, really young. I still have those notebooks, which are kind of cool. And then went into stories, and that turns into actual writing and contemplation, and there's no rule to it. There's just do it.
So the one thing that I agree with you, Julie, that, you know, sometimes you need that little jump start. You get a special notebook, but you don't have to. You can literally go and get a 99-cent notebook. And sometimes I take some of my kids' notebooks that they, you know, half that was half used for a class, and I rip out all the old pages that, you know, they used. And I feel like, well, I'll just use this because I've gotten to that point. So One of the benefits that I found early when I started journaling is when people try to practice mindfulness and they go into meditation, a lot of times they can't quiet their mind. Their mind just keeps going, and sitting in meditation can become frustrating because you can't quiet the mind. Journaling is a great way of sort of, you start quieting it down because it's almost like a conversation. Your conscious and your subconscious start working together. It's almost like a step before meditation. Because meditation, every time your mind kicks in, everyone says, well, you should quiet your mind so you can hear what the unconscious or subconscious has to say. And when you journal, that practice becomes a little bit more natural, I think is the word I'm trying to say. And I stutter a lot of times because I'm struggling to find the right words. But when you do that, you actually do it in a way that's a little bit more natural. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Good. Good answer. I struggle because for those words.
Because, in journaling, you're investigating your feelings and you're really diving into having a conversation with yourself, which you've sort of said. And you're having a conversation with yourself, and yet you're getting to the real core of it. And, you know, you can reveal a lot from your unconscious, and you can just by taking the time for yourself to sit with yourself, you're not... And I agree with you on the meditation. Meditation is great, but you're not, from this standpoint, sitting there going, these are the rules, this is what I have to do. You can kind of sit with a pen and a pad of paper and just see what comes out and what you want to do, what you want to say, what you want to converse with yourself about.
Hey folks, Julie and I do a whole lot of talking, but you know, a lot of that comes from self-reflection and really looking at our lives and things that didn't make sense. And we sat down and figured out the questions that were important to us and some of the philosophy behind it. And we put it together in a journal.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And who doesn't love a good journal? Get your favorite pen and just get writing. Are you missing Samantha? Are you bewitched by the magic all around you? Then you will love the Endra Scripts. It's a series of 10 really funny plays involving Endra, a very cool witch, but she's a whole lot more. Find the Endra Scripts by Polonius, book and ebooks on Amazon.
So for me, when I started doing it, a lot of times I would journal about something that might be going on in my life, whether it was an event, whether it was a decision, if there was uncertainty. I would start journaling, and it was literally like having a conversation with myself. So my conscious self would ask a question like, how am I going to get through this? And then it was almost like quietly, it would be almost like a whisper. Someone, you know, and my unconscious self would start coming up with ideas or would start leading me. And it was it wasn't about, okay, just be quiet and again, with meditation and listen to what comes. It was really a conversation. And that's what I loved about the journaling, because I felt as though I didn't have to say, okay, conscious mind, be quiet. I would ask about a relationship. I would ask about what something might mean. And it wouldn't come out sometimes right away. But as you go through it, you start getting into like the rhythm of it. The beginning can be kind of tough. And then ultimately I would go and I would meditate, and I would meditate for a while, and then I would sit down and then I would journal. And that was like, you know, and there's no, and like Julie said, there's no rules. So I would do it in a way that worked for me. And if I felt like I need to sit and meditate, I'd sit and meditate. And then I'd be like, oh, I should journal and ask questions. And that would help me with many things about beliefs, about thoughts, about why I was acting a certain way, or if I was trying to change something, the way I was acting or the way I would respond to something. This was the one way that for me worked.
And you could, because you're right, because you're reflecting and you're also drilling down further into a lot of different reasons and solutions and vibrations of energy. And the cool part about it is you're accessing those, and then you're physicalizing them by writing them out on a piece of paper. And then you can actually go back and read them.
So here's a funny thing. So I'm just going to use a made-up story. So if every single time I go to the store and this is just a made-up story. I know you looked at me funny, like, what the heck is she talking about? If I go to the store and every time I go to the store, they ask me this, what you're buying is going to, cost a dollar. And every time I take out a dollar and I hand it over, it aggravates me. Guess who's the only person who is aware that I do that? Is me. So when you try to figure out something that is happening, the only person on this earth who knows exactly what you do all the time is you. You may go to the store with me and say, geez, Susan, you know, every time you pay a dollar, you have this big frown on your face. You know, you.
What is it for all those 99-cent turtles?
But then I turn around and I say to you, well, you don't know me, so you're wrong.
Sure.
But what's interesting is, and when you said it, this came to me. It's like, how powerful is that? Who is the one person that knows everything you do is you? Who's the one person you can't fool, you can't hide something from? It's you. It's like, I'm going to all these bad things. If I say, I tell everyone I'm on a diet, but I know the minute everyone leaves, I raid my refrigerator. Who's the one person that knows I do that? It's me. I can't hide the facts from myself. So when you journal and you're looking for an answer, you know, you could talk with a therapist, you could talk with friends, and that's a great thing to do. But when you journal, you have an audience, you know, the quote therapist you're using knows you like nobody else does.
And sometimes that might be a little frightening. So in that case, you have to know that it's a safe, comfortable space because you're with you. Writing about you.
Right.
And we could go into many layers of that because we do say, you know, at the end of the night, whatever occurs at the end of the day, you go home with yourself and you have to live with yourself. And you do live with yourself. And so in journaling, it's a great way to access the energy of yourself simply.
And you know, as a friend, you can have a conversation with yourself to, this is going to sound so corny, but I'm saying it, to really make yourself your own best friend. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, you never leave yourself. You said it, Julie, 24/7, you can't escape yourself. Mm-hmm. So it only makes sense to make friends with yourself. And you know, this is really, you know, the best way of doing it. It'll help you find patterns. It helps you find beliefs. And it really helps you to, you know, understand how best to move forward at certain points in your life.
Right. And sometimes it gives you a lot of clarity about what's going on. Sometimes when you start to see how you describe a situation or what your experience in the situation was or what your reaction to the situation was, you start to not analyze it so much as be a little prophetic as to what your perspective is. And you start to learn a lot about yourself and your relationships and how you go out into the world and what you are expressing and often what you are not expressing.
So for me, I'm going to throw myself under the bus a little bit. When we do these podcasts, the hardest part for me is as I struggle many times for what I'm really trying to say, because I get a thought, I get an idea, I get a passionate feeling inside myself, and I try to say, what is it that I really want to say, because I can feel the passion behind it. And sometimes you hear the, just like what I did, because I'm trying to really capture the proper word, not because I worry about what it sounds like, but I want to really give the essence. And when you journal, you have the opportunity to do that. You can sit there and write something and go a little bit deeper and then go a little bit deeper. And then you go four or five thoughts and then you look and you're like, wow, that was really where I was going with it. And maybe because I have journaled that I kind of do this, and I apologize to the listeners because sometimes I have to go through three or four gyrations to really capture what it is that I want to say, and whether or not it comes across, I don't know. But when I get it, it's like, oh my God, I can't, that changes everything.
Mm. And sometimes you can go into complete stream of consciousness And it still circles around to meaning something that's very, very highly potentially, you know, a great access point of the energy that you're trying to reach and reveal about what it is about yourself that you're investigating and what it is about your feelings. And you can, I mean, you can have fights on the paper with yourself. You can agree with yourself, and anything you do is right. It's on the paper.
Right.
And it's for you to see. You don't have to share it with anyone else. You can. People have journaled in groups. I mean, you can do that. You can also, I mean, it's funny because sometimes you might go out and buy that special journal and you use it for one aspect of something that you're trying to flesh
That's
out.
True,
and I've done that before.
That's how
I wrote my whole poem book. I just used one journal. And so you can do that. And then whatever evolves, you know, you can pull out another journal if you want to deal with some other issue, and you have a good compendium of what you're going through and what you're accessing for the energy that comes, that removes layers and layers and layers, getting to the real core intensity of yourself.
And just so anyone who's out there who ever happens to find mine, any incriminating journals, I went through them, and the ones where I'd worked through issues that had been bothering me for a long time, some of them were year-long issues, I honored them, honored myself by, I burned them up. I put a little bit of rose oil on and I burned them up because I was done with them and I didn't need to go back and revisit them as to who I used to be, because I'd worked through them, but I honored myself that I had worked. So, you know, certain ones, you know, that you're like, oh, I don't need to worry about that anymore. And I burned them, and I did, like I said, to me, it was a little bit of an honoring who I was and how much work I'd put into it. And that's, you know, you could do that too. That doesn't mean now you have to share anything.
Right. And that was your decision and your choice to follow through with doing that for your own sense of, you could call it a ritual, you could call it whatever you want to do, a tradition or whatever you want to call it. And that doesn't mean anybody else has to do it.
Nope.
They can. Or, you know, they might want to set them up, you know, on a shelf and say, these are my journals. You know, there's a great, I'm going to go here, there's a great scene in Twilight where Edward, who lives forever, has bookshelves of journals that he says to Bella, you might not want to read some of these, they're pretty dark. And, you know, I'm sure he was by himself, yet, you know, that's kind of interesting to go back into what you were experiencing, if that's what you want to do.
This is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations, because you tricked me into writing it. It wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Ender scripts. Hey, do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it, and you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now.
Get a great trivia book by Julie Benetti on Amazon today.
If you wear special crystals as jewelry, connect with nature to recharge yourself, put love intentions in your baking for family and friends, you could be called a witch. That may be funny to hear, but not if you get to know Endra. Endra is a witch like none other. Find her story in the Endra Scripts, Anecdotes of a Modern Day Witch. There are 10 plays dabbling in tarot, Reiki, I Ching, aliens, quantum physics, and a whole lot more. There is romance, intrigue, spells, and a very cool kind of magic. The Endra Scripts, available now on Amazon.
So for me, I go back to the ones where I came to some amazing conclusion about my life and about, it was an empowering point. I've saved those. The ones that when I was in a really dark place, I was in a sad place, or I was in whatever kind of a place that it was something I had to work through, like I talked to you when I said earlier, whether I was talking about an event, about a circumstance, whatever it was, when I worked my way through it, it came to some, this is what I'm going to do, and I moved forward, and I got through it. I was like done with it. I didn't need to keep that. But anything that was empowering that I keep, and I do have those. So I think that starting that is a great way, you know, to start accessing the energy and changing it. It's not just about accessing it. It's really about changing, being who you are and who you're meant to be. And it's okay. The other thing is, if you see a therapist, then it's okay to go to your therapy and then come back and journal. That's one way of extending it, to going deeper inside yourself. And, you know, whether or not you're comfortable is certainly, you know, a decision you make. We're not, you know, I don't want to tell people what they have to do, but I do know that you can go in, and it's about really getting to know yourself, because nobody knows you like you know you, even if you don't want to see it. But I would almost guarantee that if you go and you stay there with it, you will find that you really are a good person. And truth is, most people are good people, but they don't see it.
And journaling is a great way to practice and exhibit self-care. And it's a great way to, whatever that means about you, to look at the people around you, to determine how you want to take better self-care of yourself, also to be present for yourself, to investigate the issues that might be kind of popping their head up, or you keep on, might be saying, why does this keep on occurring? You know, look at it that way. Also to decide to invite moments of learning and growth into your life. And you can also be very positive by setting forth your projections on how you want to live or what you want to do. You might have some dreams. And if you start to sit and write out your dreams, I mean, then you start to have more thoughts in that direction, and you start to pinpoint your focus of where you want to grow and where you want to move and how you possibly want to change your life.
One of the most important things that I, when I started looking at, you know, the journal that we have, is, you know, your thoughts make you feel a certain way. I mean, and your thoughts come from Facebook, they come from Instagram, and whether people like you. And, you know, it is the beginning of school. It's a brand new school year, and that brings a whole new host of thoughts about fitting in and how you see yourself in relation to others. And, you know, it's interesting because when you start journaling, I'm going to use the word intuition because I don't know another way of saying it, but your intuition starts to kick in, and then you can start looking and you start saying, I know how my thoughts make me feel, when, you know, good, bad, indifferent. But when your intuition talks, you'll notice that you feel differently. You don't have those same feelings because your intuition knows that you're part of the all. Your intuition knows that you're an amazing being, and your intuition will remind you of that. And even when you think you have all, if you have horrible thoughts about yourself, which many of us do for all the reasons we just said, that you all, when you journal, your thoughts will say one thing, but you'll find your intuition says another. And I would think that over time, what your intuition says starts to speak a little bit louder than what the thoughts of being in society say.
And the funny thing about that is, what better coach could you have than your intuition?
Well, your intuition really is connected to a greater source. And, you know, I know a lot of people feel like they've got horrible things that they feel about themselves, and, you know, sometimes just let it run the gambit. Go ahead, say it. I did this once. Okay, blah, 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 this. Go on and on and on and on and on. And then you'll have, your head will be like, okay, there's nothing there. Come on, think of something else. And you go on and on and on and on and on. Most people stop. Just keep going. Just keep going. Write it out. Because eventually your intuition's going to kick in and start saying, you know, that's not really true. That's because, you know, you go on Facebook and so-and-so didn't like your thing and you feel left out. But you're not left out because you're part of a greater whole. You're perfect as you are. You'll start hearing these things and you'll be like, wait a second, you know? don't stop midstream. Mm.
And so you referenced a little while ago, you said something about our journal. And so we've collaborated on a number of different works, and we've collaborated on Energetic Implications, a book of vibrational change, and then the one with the process, this version. And we took a lot of quotes and elements from that book that helps you change your life by looking at the energies around you and how you live. And we came up with a journal, How Do I Live When I Don't Fit In?, a self-reflective journal. And it includes a lot of the quotes and some commentary and questions and a vast amount of space to write in with some beautiful, how would you say it, geometric figures that help you process the energy as well. And again, this is a specific, particular type of journal that's, you know, useful in any way to journal. Yet once again, we're talking about journaling and accessing a closer connection to yourself.
And so, you know, we have a lot of the books, but the journal, it's near and dear to my heart because I think it really is the crux of moving ahead. And Julie and I are really happy to give it away for free. It's in the ebook version. I mean, you can print it out, you can share it. So if you reach out to us and send us an email, join us at eipublishing.com. We'll be happy to send you the ebook version. I don't know how else to get it.
Well, it does exist as a print version.
It does.
And it is on Amazon as a print-on-demand version. Also on our website, you can see some examples of the pages, and there's another resource to get it as a print-on-demand book. And if, you know, of course, contact us if you are interested in more than one and that kind of thing. But it's great, a great resource for yourself. But also, even if you, and you brought up this, it is the time to start school. You even brought that up. If you're doing any kind of schooling, if you're a teacher, or if you're looking for a resource to have your students contemplate and think, you know, especially teenage or younger students who are really venturing into, you know, putting together their thoughts into words, and they're accessing their energy and contemplating their intuition and how to move forward, especially in this world. It's a great resource for that.
And it's easy. We're making it sound like it's a lot of work.
Oh, no.
You read it, it's very easy. It's straightforward. You don't have to sit here and talk about energy like we do. It's really a tool to help you understand who you are better and accessing your own energy. So get in touch with us. Join us at eipublishing.com.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.